Hello, a very good evening to you, and welcome to Hungary Reports with me, Steffi Derry. Let's get started. In Hungary, so far, more than 750,000 people signed a petition against the European quota system that is designed to distribute migrants among EU countries, said the Fidesz group leader. Lajos Kossa added that they still think that the quota system is pointless and illegitimate. He said that they will continue to collect the signatures as long as the EU decides on deleting the quota system.
We are not talking about a threat. We are talking about terrorism and terrorist attacks now. And it's also a fact that terrorists use the masses of uncontrollable migrants to hide among them.
Commemorations were held for the victims of Soviet forced labor camps in Budapest on Saturday. In Hungary, hundreds of thousands were deported to Gulag camps during and after the Second World War. The Prime Minister of Hungary, Viktor Orbán, said that communism was a mad ideology. He added that it's an uplifting feeling that now people are allowed to remember freely for the victims of the communism.
70 years ago, Városligeteli 4 was an infamous place, the building that now houses an elementary school. Between 1945 and 1948 was a jail of the Soviet secret police. From 1945 up to 1963, more than 800,000 people were forced to the labor camps in the Soviet Union from Hungary. A lot of them began their journey here. The survivors are always right, said Erzsébet Mentzer on the memorial meeting for the victims of the Soviet forced labor. The president of the Survivors Association emphasized that the memory of the camps should not be let to blend in oblivion. Does the guarantee for the survival of Hungary, who lets the past fade away, get lost in time, she said. Survivors were not allowed to talk about their suffering in the labor camps for decades. But for 3 years now, they can commemorate their fellows together. Mensa said as the parliament made 25th of November, the Gulag Remembrance Day that time. Now, no one doubts that communism was a mad ideology, alike National Socialism. But we had to walk a long way till this declaration, said Viktor Orbán, Prime Minister of Hungary, on the memorial meeting. It was a great revelation when people were allowed to remember freely the victims of communism. Now, as Europe is under attack again, it's of extreme importance that Hungarian youth knows the lunatic fury of the 20th century, and they should be determined in their hearts that they never let it happen again, the Prime Minister said. A commemoration for Soviet forced labor camps was also held in Transcarpathia, what now is a memorial park in Sojba, then was a camp where the Soviet authorities summoned ethnic Hungarian and German males between 18 and 50 years of age in 1944 with a pretext of just 3 days of compulsory work. A lot of them died of hunger on the spot. Laszlo Brenzovic, president of the Transcarpathian Hungarian Cultural Association, said on their memorial meeting that it's a pity that neither the survivors nor the families were rehabilitated in Ukraine up to now. There is a draft resolution in the Ukrainian parliament about the rehabilitation of the victims. It would have been an important gesture if they accepted it before this memorial day. I hope it will happen soon, he said. The leaders of the different Hungarian organizations in Ukraine held the commemoration together for the first time in years. George Semjén, Deputy Prime Minister of Hungary, called this type of cooperation essential.
Fitch Ratings affirmed Hungary's sovereign credit rating in a scheduled review on Friday evening. The outlook is still positive, but as it was earlier expected, the upgrade will probably come next year. According to the International Ratings Agency, Hungarian economy will grow by 2.3% in 2016, and further decline in public debt is also expected. The government also agreed that an upgrade could come early in 2016. Agnes Hornung, state secretary, told public news channel M1 that the market has already priced the upgrade that credit rating agencies as an independent organization would affirm. Fitch Ratings, as well as all the other rating agencies, highlight the positive and negative things as well. As regarding the positive side, they emphasize the same reasons what the government usually does. These are indisputable facts, like growth continues, we keep up this tendency. It's true that next year's deficit will be 2.5%, which is around 3% this year, but it's still above the European average. Electric car owners say it has many advantages of using an eco-friendly car. Drivers of electric cars could use bus lanes and park for free under government plans. By 2020, more than 30,000 environmental-friendly cars will be in the Hungarian roads, according to plans. The government would impose tax benefits and further subsidies to increase sales. In this way, the economy could grow further.
No sounds and no smoke. You have to get used to it, said this man, who tried to drive an electric car for the first time today. Very amusing, very dynamic, he said. And what's more important, it's environment friendly. Csabamész Áros drives an electric car for a year now. It's extremely costly, but if you buy a used one, and that's much cheaper and worth buying it, he says. For the time being, there are only 100 fully electric cars in Hungary. And 450 more hybrids that have chargeable batteries, too. A former Formula One pilot said that it's really exciting to drive this car, but he can offer it only to those who mainly drive in cities. There are great advantages of the green number plates, and there will be more from the next year on, he said. Electric cars can use bus lanes and get reduced priced parking in the downtown areas. But the introduction of green number plates is only one element of the Jedlikányos plan that is aimed to promote electromobility. The other, for example, is to expand the network of electric filling stations. The government now tries to find a way how to subsidize the purchase of electric cars also. According to plans, by 2020, there will be approximately 30,000 electric cars in Hungary.
Movember is the month formerly known as November, when men and women across the globe join together to raise awareness and funds for men's health, especially prostate cancer. In Hungary, every year, nearly 1,500 people die because of the disease. In the campaign, starting clean-shaven on November 1st, men donate their face for 30 days by growing and grooming the best mustache they can. This is how they raise awareness for screenings.
Men are arriving constantly for prostate cancer screening in this laboratory in Budapest. Thanks to the Movember campaign, medical checkups were discounted on Saturday all day throughout Hungary, and it was free for those who arrived in moustache or were over 40. Every year, about 4,500 men are diagnosed with prostate cancer, of whom nearly 1,500 people die because of the disease. The chances of recovery largely depend on the time of recognition. Prostate cancer is a very dangerous, frequently occurring disease among men, which is usually asymptomatic. But the good news is that with a relatively simple laboratory test, most of the cases can be filtered, said an expert. Despite the fact that the disease is detected in a blood test, doctors experience that many people have been asking for help only after the onset of the symptoms. The aim of the Movember campaign is to raise awareness for the screenings. According to the organizers, from year to year, more and more people join them.
The public media's magazine program called The Blue Planet received a European award. The European Solar Prize honors towns, municipalities, companies, local associations, architects, journalists, and individuals for their outstanding commitment, extraordinary accomplishments, and significant contributions to the use and expansion of renewable energy.
In my opinion, it's a pleasure and an honor for the public media to receive a great prize like this, the Eurosolar Prize, which we won with our magazine program dubbed The Blue Planet on M1 again. I can say this because Duna Television has already won this award earlier along with the media award.
And finally, winter has arrived to Hungary. Although during the day it was raining, in the south and in high ground, sleet and snow possible. Gusty and winds also possible in northwestern areas. And it will also be very cold. Minuses at nights are expected from next week on. And this was Hungary Reports live on Saturday night. Don't forget that we'll be back every night around this time, or you can always follow the show online. Now, please stay tuned for the Russian news after the national anthem. Thanks for joining us, and good night.